True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Art Wheaton with Cornell in Buffalo is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning talking about labor unrest at Catholic Health. Healthcare workers at Mercy Hospital have voted by a more than 90% margin to authorize a strike if negotiations fail to reach a deal. Art, what is the significance of that strike vote?
It gives the union one more piece of ammunition in the battle of at the bargaining table. So you have to have permission from your bargaining unit members to call for a strike during negotiations. So it doesn't mean there's going to be a strike. It just means that they have the ability to call one should they feel as a last resort it's necessary.
And a lot of people hoping it doesn't come to that. It's kind of a typical refrain of what we're hearing from the bargaining table, where both sides are looking at pay, obviously, but also staffing issues. This comes up again and again and again in the healthcare industry. How do we have any sense that this could ever be resolved?
It's always difficult. So the United States labor law is built around the case that the best solution to a problem at the workplace is at the bargaining table. So that's the official U.S. policy for labor law since the 1930s. So you have to bargain it, and neither side will get what they want, but hopefully both sides will get something they can live with. But it's not an issue unique to Buffalo, like you said. It's an industry-wide issue.
There have been 6 months of negotiations, and the president of Catholic Health told us yesterday that they haven't presented their final offer yet. Why does it always have to go to the brink like this?
It's just the nature of the beast. It's kind of the way the process works, that a lot of times you can bargain and bargain, but the final offers don't come till the final day. So it's not unusual for the most progress to be made in the last hour of negotiations. And it's referred to as deadline behavior. That's when they try to see if they can get out of it cheaper, but then they end up saying, no, I guess we're going to have to go this far.
You know, when talking about some of these staffing issues with Catholic Health's CEO yesterday, she referenced their attendance policy, calling it lucrative, and said that that policy should be updated to work better with mandated time off from New York State that's popped up over the last 5 to 10 years, that they kind of need to work in concert a little bit better. You know, so often we do talk about benefits, but I don't think, at least with you, Art, we don't talk about, you know, time off policy that much. But how often does that come up as a big point in some of these bargaining negotiations?
Well, one of the biggest issues is that the nurses are fighting for safe patient handling or safe patient numbers for the staffing ratio. And if you're having people taking the time off, it's even harder to get enough staffing. But you saw this in the railway negotiations as well, that it was finally settled without a strike because the government didn't allow them to strike. But that entire issue was all about time off. And since COVID, we've all changed our perspectives a little bit about that work-life balance, and it's become even more important. So it's a big issue, and not just in healthcare, but it's a big issue.
You know, a strike at Kaleida Health was averted recently. How much do you think that contract might impact these negotiations?
In several industries, especially the auto industry, they have what's called pattern bargaining. So you negotiate at one company or one location, and then that helps set a pattern for what the other ones will get. So does it make a difference? Yes. Does it automatically guarantee they will copy? No, but they're trying to draw from the same pool of employees so that if you have significantly better benefits or pay at one hospital system, you could end up drawing away or pulling employees that would normally go to, say, Catholic Health, they could go to another healthcare provider. And there's a shortage nationwide for healthcare workers. So it's not a good time to be paying less than what the others are if you want to attract the people you need.
If there is a strike, it would only be at Mercy Hospital here in Buffalo. That same hospital had workers strike not that long ago. It was only 4 years ago that we were talking about a strike at Mercy Hospital that went on for a long time. It cost just about everybody a lot of money. Having had a strike so soon in the past, does that give, you know, extra ammunition for the two sides to reach a deal where no one wants to repeat that? Have you seen an instance of two strikes at one place happening so close together like that?
It historically has happened quite a bit that if you have an employer or a union that's too one side or the other, that they can repeatedly have strikes to try to resolve the issues if they're unable to resolve them at the table. And Catholic Health System proved that they were willing to take the strike, and it was 40 days long. That's a long time to have that one. So if they were able to do it once, they know what to expect. So the union has shown that they're willing and able and capable of having a strike and sticking it out. And Catholic Health has proved that they're willing to say, you know what, we'll take some of that pain. So hopefully they'll avoid it this time.
There are three hospitals that are covered here under this contract for Catholic Health: Kenmore Mercy, Sisters of Charity, St. Joseph Campus, and Mercy. Why is it that Mercy is the targeted hospital for a strike last time and this time?
Sometimes it's a matter of the strength of the union in that location. It could be the vulnerability of the employer, where that's the higher priced or higher need location, so you put more pressure on the employer to settle. If you only have one of the hospitals on strike, then that could mean the other two hospitals can continue to have some level of safety or patient handling there, and the union doesn't have to pay strike pay for the other hospitals that are still currently working. And the same thing has happened many times in the auto sector or other unions as well. You don't necessarily strike the entire company. You strike strategic locations.
Well, Art, thanks so much for the time. I always appreciate you hopping on with us to talk about some of these issues in the labor force. So Art Wheaton joining us from Cornell in Buffalo, labor expert, live here on WBEN.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.